The month of March is many things, but it's also Problem Gambling Awareness Month, and we want to talk a little bit about that. It's an important issue. Amanda McCall with Zion Integrated Behavioral Health Services here in studio with us this morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. March is off to a good start, but problem gambling is a difficult addiction. It's something that's somewhat socially acceptable.
Yes.
So it really makes it difficult if you're in that terrible cycle.
It really is. And you're right. Gambling is such a culturally accepted activity. You know, maybe we're celebrating a wedding, a bachelor, bachelorette party. Even in the workplace, we might do a March Madness bracket together. It's just such a culturally accepted activity. It's difficult to define that line of problem.
Is that the real issue there? People just don't know or don't recognize when they may be crossing that line?
I have personal feelings that the definition of problem is very broad. Mm-hmm. So a problem for me might not be a problem for you. My problem of $20 a week is too much. You might be able to do that. The problem might be my spouse doesn't like the gambling, my parent, my child. It might be that I'm hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. You know, it really does vary. So I want people to know that the problem can be many things, but I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, difficult to identify those things, and where it's easy to find access to counselors to deal with alcoholism or some of those different drug addiction, those types of things. Is it just as easy to find counselors and people to help you with problem gambling?
I feel like we're a pretty rare breed. You know, even with Zion as a whole, there's 10, 13 different counselors for substance abuse, and I'm the one and only gambling counselor at Zion.
So I guess it's not terribly difficult for me. I'm looking across the table at one right now. But at what point do people decide it's time to reach out, or is that a difficult point for them to reach?
It is. There's a lot of stigma behind gambling because it's a behavior versus a chemical that you're putting into your body. So making that first phone call is really difficult. Oftentimes when someone calls me, I say, you know, what brought you to that phone call? And it's, you know, my spouse, my parent, my child, my best friend said that maybe I should call and get some help.
Yeah, because the chemical addiction is one thing. That's a physical thing that we know, we experience. Mm-hmm. But at what point do we consider gambling to be an addiction? At what point do we realize we need to make that call? And how do we break that cycle? Because we always feel like the drug there is always that, oh my gosh, I'm winning, I can keep on a roll. Or,
correct,
oh my gosh, I'm so far behind, I have to catch up.
Yes. Yes. So obviously, when you're meeting with me, we have some specific criteria that we need to go through, some buttons to click, if you will. But oftentimes it is, am I having problems with my relationships? Am I having problems with work? Am I having some issues financially? Am I chasing those losses? Am I trying to get that next big win? Those are some of the red flags that really indicate that maybe we should get some help.
And some of those things you mentioned are also indicators for other addictions too, chemical addictions,
correct,
those types of things too. Yep. So there is some overlap there too. But it is somewhat unique in the way that we try to chase down those things, and it's more of a thing in our mind as opposed to a chemical thing in our body. Or does it actually become a chemical thing in our body with the rush that we get from sometimes winning?
So yeah, those dopamines and those serotonins that we get the high from are very similar to cocaine addiction, actually. They did some brain studies, and the areas that highlighted were very similar to cocaine addiction. So yes, once we get that feel-good feeling and that rush, oftentimes we try to chase that next high. But I want to clarify, I'm not anti-gambling. You know, gambling can be fun. It can be entertainment. But they estimate about 14% of Iowans have a quote-unquote problem with their gambling behavior.
Yeah, just the same way as we drink socially.
Correct.
And as long as that's all it is, we don't get behind the wheel of a car, we don't abuse it, we don't,
my friends don't have an issue with it, my spouse isn't concerned about it, then yes, you know, we can participate in the alcohol consumption.
So Amanda, when folks come to someone like you for a problem gambling type thing, a gambling addiction, How does that process start? First of all, are there referrals for something like that, or is it just the person coming and saying, I've got a problem?
Oftentimes it is the person coming. I will accept referrals from your practitioner, your other mental health therapists, what have you. But oftentimes it is person just calling and saying, hey, I think I need to talk to someone. So the first appointment is really trying to get to know the person. You get to know me. And I really want to establish, what are your goals? You know, some people might say, I want to reduce. Others might say, I need to abstain altogether. Maybe I need to do the self-exclusion and ban myself. So that first appointment is really kind of understanding where we're at. Then we'll get into some goal development and work from there.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing. We do have some measures out there we can use to try to limit some of that, the self-ban and things. But a lot of that is we've got to institute that ourselves.
Yes.
And sometimes it's difficult to make that decision and then to actually make it happen like that. So sitting down just talking about it is really kind of the first step. So you talked about initially when people reach out. So how does the program work? What's all involved when someone comes and decides, I need to sit down and visit?
Yeah, so that initial assessment, that demographic paperwork, talking about your insurance. And we have offices in Atlantic, Greenfield, Red Oak, some other outlying ones. So if you want to meet face-to-face, we will set up that appointment and we'll meet face-to-face. But I also provide telehealth, which is the next easiest way. A lot of people can't get away, daycare, what have you. So telehealth seems to be able to help a lot of people.
And this is a resource available right here. You mentioned all the different communities that you're located to where you have offices. This isn't something you have to go to the big city for.
Right. And that's what I really want people to understand about Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. You don't have to call the national hotline to get help. We have help here right in Southwest Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Do people that, and I know you can't just divulge any information because this is all confidential, right?
Yes, super confidential.
Yes. So, but just in general, do people get a lot of assistance with with the chemical addictions, the drugs, the alcohol, that type of thing. People understand immediately that's a big issue and their loved ones need support. Do they get the same kind of support from the systems that they have built around them when it comes to something like a gambling addiction?
So with substance use, there's non family type groups.
Sure.
In Iowa, I haven't been able to find any. There are some that meet online. But part of my philosophy when I treat someone, I want the family involved. So whether it's your spouse, your parent, your child, your best friend, whoever, I really want them to be a part of your treatment because we know that it's affecting others around you. It's not just affecting you. They estimate about 7 people around in your immediate circle are also affected because of your behavior.
In some way.
Yeah, one way or another.
Yeah. And are there, because some people are more comfortable in a social, in an individual setting, some in more of a social setting, like a group setting. Are there group opportunities for something like this as well?
The closest GAM Anon group that I've been able to find is in West Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I would love to start a group here. I've talked locally, and there are opportunities for me to host a group. But unfortunately, there aren't a lot of people involved in treatment right now to start that group.
Sure. We've had lottery. We've had casinos added to things here in Iowa. And then in the last few years, we've had online gambling opportunities with the sports betting and things.
Yes.
It's making the job tougher, isn't it?
It is. And I've been working in the addiction field for over 10 years. And I will say the gambling has just changed so much during that time, specifically the sports betting. Now that that's being advertised so much. Again, culturally, we can't watch the Super Bowl without seeing a commercial without it.
Commercial?
And we, you know, it makes the game more entertaining, you know, seeing that bet. But with that being said, if you're seeing that rush, you want to place more, you're not enjoying your family or your company because you're focused on the gambling, that would be some red flags that we might need to get some help.
It's just at the end of the day, when we go through life, it's at some point we just have to realize that even water can kill us.
Yes.
In moderation, many things are good, but everything can be bad.
I really like the way you put that. Yes.
And so we have to be aware of those things. And we have to just be aware of the signs that we might be getting, sometimes from other people without them getting right in our face and saying, you've got a problem. some of the conversations, because people are, it's tough sometimes to approach someone. So we have to be more aware of reading those signs.
Yes, correct. I really like that.
Yeah, very good. Well, a lot of things can be done to help out. There is help here in rural Iowa. And the problem isn't just in the big cities and in someplace else. The problem's right here at home.
Correct. Yes,
so
it is.
If you notice those types of signs, jump on it and see what kind of assistance there is out there before things just go south, because that can turn very quickly.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Amanda, if folks want to know more, how would they get in touch?
Yeah, so the gambling-specific phone number for Zion is 712-254-3415, but the next easiest way to get a hold of me is 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Okay. Very good. Amanda McCall's been with us here this morning from Zion Integrated Behavioral Health Services. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. So, again, not everybody has the issue.
Correct.
But many are pushing the envelope,
yes,
just a little too hard. So if you're one of those and it's time to reel it back in just a touch and you're having trouble, there is help out there.
Thank you so much.